Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. This week, I'm solo. Next week, I'm going to have some people on. We're going to discuss some Christmassy-themed things. So for this week, I'm just going to do some random questions. Holiday season, busy at work, brains slowly churning the past couple of days. So I figure this is a fun one. I'm sure everyone else is feeling the same way. Hectic between Christmas shopping, working, and then whatever else you're doing. So we're going to jump into it. No need to bullshit you with an intro any longer. So I'll do like probably 20-25 questions. We'll see how it's going. If they're terrible questions, then, you know, I'll just cut it shorter than 25. But I'm aiming for 25. So we'll roll into it. So question number one, what is the sexiest and least sexy name? So for the most sexy, I feel like it would be something of, there's not really any, I don't know. The thing is now, here's the issue. Now we're at a point now where there's not consistent names anymore. Now everyone's starting to come up with creative things to name their kids now. And funny enough, I actually, now that Seinfeld's on Netflix, I've been watching that. It's like my like go-to before I go to bed show. And George in it was joking. Well, not joking. He was being serious, but he's just so weird. Was telling his fiance's cousin that they should name their kid Soda and name their kid Seven. And obviously everyone was like, what the hell? And that was from the 90s. Now we're in 2000 and what, 21, about to be 2022 now. And people literally do name their kids stupid shit. I hate to single out kids for having bad names. Kim and Kanye have terrible kid names. Most celebrities, if you're a celebrity for some ungodly reason listening to this, chances are your kid has a stupid name. Whatever. Sue me. You know, I could say a kid has a stupid name. So if I have to go with the sexiest name, I feel like it'd be something like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a, you know, like maybe like a, like a, like an Italian, I'm thinking of like an Italian, like an Italian model or something, that would have a sexy name. You know, thinking of an ugly name is easy, because you know you think of like Wizard of Oz, something like that, you know, like Bertha or something like a name that is gone completely extinct. But, you know, sexy name, there's a whole, the world is your oyster if you want to think of a sexy name. How about, I don't know, like a Paulina or Natalia or something. I feel like there's usually a lot of good looking girls with those names. If we're going to, then for guys, I don't know, Paolo or something for like a sexy name. I feel like that's a pretty generic. You see like those guys on like the Chanel commercials where you don't actually know their names. Do you ever notice that there are always these like very good looking people on these cologne commercials? They don't say anything and they're always doing these random things you kind of wish you were doing. I saw a Chanel commercial for cologne the other day, and some guy was like jumping into some like underground like water cave or something off of a cliff in like a beach in Italy. It looked awesome. I feel like that's like a Paolo would be a good name. And then for a guy, like an ugly guy name, like Gus. That's not really, I feel like there's not really any supermodels named Gus. And if they are, they change the name, which further proves my point because they're ashamed of their name. That would probably be an ugly name. What conspiracy theory would you like to start? I could get in a lot of trouble for that. What conspiracy theory would you like to start? I feel like something very small that is, you know, people say like, you know, politicians are reptiles and UFOs. Well, there are actually UFOs now, that's, you know, but you get what I mean. A theory that I would like to start would probably be something really small where it's believable, and then tell enough people where eventually it gets out of your control, where you can no longer stop people and be like, oh, nah, I just made that up, where people are telling other people you don't know and it's believable enough. If I had to pick a conspiracy theory that I would like to start, probably, you know, you could do something stupid like, if this one actually I did hear, that, I mean, this isn't a conspiracy theory. I think this was actually people. Well, once again, I'll give an example of one that I really find funny that I was told, the one day, someone scolded me one time because I had, blue underwear on. And I was told that blue underwear was going to make me infertile. So, I feel like that's a pretty solid one. You know, you could go sunglasses slowly make you blind or something. it's a dick move. There's a very fine line. Or, how about, here's a good one. Bringing a baby on an airplane is bad for its growth, like its ability to grow in later in life, because the atmosphere change, makes it hard for the bones to fully grow because of the atmosphere trauma they experience when they're younger. So that way, when you say that, people don't want to bring their kids on planes anymore, and you will not have to sit and endure kids crying on a plane. I'm tired of being cordial with babies screaming their heads off. So let's just, you know, that's my conspiracy locked in. Lock me in. The altitude change of flying on a plane with a baby affects its ability to grow later in life. Punch it in for me. These first two went way too long. What's invisible but you wish people could see? Now, this is a double-edged sword, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I wish that you would be able to see farts, so I could avoid them, because nothing's worse when you're on like a public transportation bus or you're somewhere very crowded, like a bar or something, and someone farts. I want to know to not go in that area. You know, I'm happy not, like in high school, you had those strange people that would be, you know, farting in the hallway, crop dusting the whole place. So, you know, you also run the risk of yourself farting. So, you know, it may open up the ability of some more common courtesy instead of making it everyone have to deal with your stink. So that's what I would say for that one. What is the best Wi-Fi name you've seen? You know the classics. I'm sure all of you have seen them as well. You know, FBI van, or this is not your Wi-Fi, stuff like that. This is, you know, otherwise it's, you know, you can't get too clever with your Wi-Fi name. So I feel like an FBI truck's a pretty solid one. Or like get off of my Wi-Fi is another good one. But, you know, those are the two. I feel like everyone else has that, so I feel like that's kind of a cop-out. But, you know, that's just how it rolls. The next one that I'm going to do is, what is something that everyone looks stupid doing? There is something that I actually have had that I've like been in a public setting and I've seen people do something really stupid. I've thought to myself, like, there's no way you could gracefully do this. Maybe like I don't know. Plunging a toilet is a pretty bad one. You can't gracefully do that. There's no way. Well, first of all, you're already screwed if you're plunging a toilet because you've made some kind of whatever you flush down the toilet no longer is cooperating going down the drain. That's a pretty bad one. I also would argue it's extremely hard unless you're a professional. And just like plunging a toilet, unless you're a professional, you're not going to look good doing it. There is not a graceful way unless you're like some diving person or swimmer. There's no graceful way to jump in a pool. You kind of just fling yourself in the air and, you know, kind of look like an ass every time. There's no way you could, you know, I'm not swan diving, triple backflip, little splash. Always fling my legs, look like an idiot jumping in the air. I'm always very self-conscious about jumping in the pool. So that's one that I would say is a pretty good one. When you're 40, what's something that you'll be nostalgic looking back on? Honestly, probably something like when I was thinking about this earlier. Probably be nostalgic, honestly, of how there was an ability to get disconnected from technology. Now you can't escape it at all, and I could only imagine, you know, 15 years from now, how connected everything's going to be. Everyone is involved in everyone else's personal lives, even if you don't know the people. You know, you can meet someone for a second and look up their social media account and all of a sudden have all of these different assumptions of the person instead of actually having a conversation with them. So that's probably something, not to get too deep with you there, but that's something that I feel like I'll be like, damn, I miss being able just to not have to talk to everyone all the time or not have the ability to just make my own assumptions about people I'm trying to think of how to word it. Having the ability to not like to get to actually learn about someone instead of looking at their social media and all of a sudden having all these pre-assumed assumptions by, you know, it's easier to judge a book by its cover now than it was when they came up with the phrase. All right. So now how do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza? Now, here's my thing. I personally do not like pineapple on pizza. I think I've smoothed my edges a little bit with this one because I used to be one of those, you should go to prison if you put pineapple on pizza. Because I've come to realize that people put anchovies on pizza. And, you know, some people are like, ugh, anchovies. But they don't get the same reaction as people that put pineapple on a pizza. It makes sense. It's a little more savory, the pizza itself, and then you get the sweetness from the pineapple, just like how you eat grapes and cheese. You know, no one gets bent out of shape if you're having some wine at night and you take a piece of a sharp cheddar or, you know, Parmesan and pop a grape in your mouth at the same time. You don't get the same reaction. That's classy. But if you put pineapple on pizza, all of a sudden you're like, you know, some antichrist or something. So I personally do not like pineapple on pizza, but I think just like these trends, it all of a sudden becomes damn. I was thinking about this the other day. Coldplay got screwed, or not Coldplay, Nickelback got absolutely screwed because there was memes that went around all of a sudden about Nickelback for some reason. Then the Beatles have been taking some flack over the past, you know, couple months I've seen memes about the Beatles. All of a sudden everyone's gonna be like, oh, you listen to the Beatles? I feel like pineapple pizza kind of has gotten the same kind of beef. What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you? To be honest with you, very funny enough, I would say the one thing that scarred me is I am like so petrified of Alf from the Muppets. He was in that, like, screwed me up. Like, I hate Alf from the Muppets. He freaks me out, skeeves me out. I want nothing to do with Alf from the Muppets. But I like now that I was actually addressed this question. Now that I have to address this question, I'm reading it, thinking about it in my head. Do you ever notice that a lot of the characters in like Disney movies that we watched when we were younger died in really terrible ways, and it didn't even cross our mind? Like, for example, Scar in Lion King falls off of Pride Rock, or the side of Pride Rock, and the hyenas maul him to death. First of all, he gets fucking kicked into a thing of fire, surrounded by hyenas, mauled to death. The Wicked Witch, or I don't know if she's the Wicked Witch in, whatever, she's a witch of some variety in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, gets crushed by a giant rock that the dwarves themselves pushed on her and crushed her. Clayton from Tarzan gets strung up in vines and accidentally hangs himself, and like the lightning strike that shows him hanging. Those, for some reason, didn't register in my head and scar me, but Alf from the Muppets did. A 25-year-old man is uncomfortable with Alf from the Muppets, which I find very bizarre. But nonetheless, what kind of secret society would you like to start? Maybe like a, I don't know, like a secret society where... Honestly, a great society to be a part of. I would have no actual input myself because I have no idea how to code. I'd love to start a secret society of hackers where all they do is like do like skim off the top of micro, like little tiny microscopic skimming off the top, kind of like in Office Space, how they have a algorithm where they shave little bits of money here and there. I would love to start a secret society where all they do is take from all these very wealthy people and then just be loaded. Don't talk. Obviously, it's a secret society, so no one talks about it, but you just end up making a lot of money. I could facilitate it. I certainly have no idea how to do it myself, but that'd be a good secret society. Then the only people that could join the secret society are people that are good hackers who will help you then skim money and make more money, so then you could get more people, because people are like, damn, what is this? And then there you go. The rich people don't care enough because they could barely notice it, because they're looking at like the ninth digit of their money and not the cents. And then, you know, you make some money in the meantime. You don't have to, you know, I don't need to be a hero and have some vigilante group or have some cult with you know, sacrificing children or something. It just stealing money. Nothing much. A little micro stealing that ends up adding up to a lot. So that's one that I would probably say. If animals could talk, which would be the rudest, I feel like I've answered that in past. Cats. So I won't even count that one. Toilet paper over under. I am a over person, I believe. I'm going to have to... Later on, I'll check. But I'm almost certain I'm an over person. I think it makes more sense for it to come over the top opposed to pulling it up. Because, you know, there's sometimes we're in close combat situations with where you're in a very small, narrow bathroom. And I think you can't get your hand to come upwards more versus where you're pulling it down is easier if you're in a narrow spot opposed to pulling it up. From underneath it. So I think the over makes more sense to me than under. What's the best type of cheese? So we're halfway through. We're at 10. Well, maybe I'll give you some bonuses, but right now we're at 10 just for those keeping score at home. And if I'm off, then, you know, whatever. What's the best type of cheese? Now, I always was someone who would believe that cheddar was the best kind of cheese. I feel like whenever you get something with cheddar on it, it tastes better. But if you're – now, not all things. Let me start out with preface this. If you're making something like a sandwich, a hamburger, things of that nature, grilled cheese, I've learned that the best cheese that you could use is American cheese because it melts the best. You know, when I first started – I have a smash burger recipe – and I originally was trying to use cheddar, pepper jack, and it would always come out kind of funny because the cheese would still be semi-hard. American cheese is a great one. And then obviously, you know, Parmesan is good, but, you know, I'm saying I feel like it's a very durable cheese, American cheese. I love cheddar cheese, but if there was a way to cook with it, to melt a little bit better, I would say that. But with pure cooking, cooking as if I'm some chef. First of all, I can't even joke saying chef after I just went on a rant about grilled cheese and hamburgers. So, but like those kind of things, those quick action sandwich, hamburger, grilled cheese kind of thing, American cheese would be the go-to. But I think taste-wise, I really do love cheddar because there's sharp cheddar. There's kind of a smoother cheddar. You could have it in, you know, your whatever, your on your nachos or burrito, or you could have it when you're having wine, cheese, and crackers. So I've given you a mixed answer there. I would say grilling, stuff like that, American, just for the enjoyable flavor, I would go cheddar. Where is the strangest place you've urinated or defecated? I'm going to skip it. Skip this question. What's the best inside joke you've been a part of? Now, if Macaputo is out there listening, he will not enjoy this one. I orchestrated something for where there was about a 6 month to a year span where we kept calling Macaputo, poor Macaputo. We called him Chester, and he demanded why we called him Chester. And the punchline of it was that there was absolutely no reason why. And it got to the point where eventually we tried to tell him there was no reason why we were calling him Chester, and he didn't believe it. So it had spiraled into a giant monster of a thing where people from all over by us were like that, where we live, was calling him Chester. And it was hilarious. So I think that that's probably has to be up there with one of my chef's kiss best works to date. In one sentence, how would you sum up the internet? I would say that to sum it up, it is one of the best and one of the worst inventions ever created. And what I mean by this is that there's so much opportunity, communication ability, and all of this. But at the same time, in the same statement, it could also be a terrible thing, because what I mentioned earlier, you know way too much about someone way too fast. And, you know, you're always connected, which I think, you know, is good at some points, but also is extremely bad. I think being able to disconnect is very important, and we don't really get enough of that. And especially because a lot of stuff, like a lot of businesses, make their money from internet advertising, having like host spaces from the internet. A lot of people do their shopping on the internet, etc. So it isn't like anyone's going to try and slow down this constant connection to the internet. Which is a shame, but that's why I think it's the best and worst, because, you know, there's people that in your life that you would never even know, like, what happened to them after, say, college. There's people that from college that I still keep in touch with through social media, that I would have, you know, 20 years ago, never would have seen half of them again. So I think that's good and bad. Let's see. Which part of the body do you wish you could detach and why? Now, can I reattach it, or is it constantly detached or permanently detached? A part of my body that I wish I could permanently detach. Part of my body that I wish I could detach. Immediately, things that are safe. Feet. Hands, eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Something that I could detach from my body. Now, I don't know. I would say the part of the brain that causes headaches. I don't know if that's possible. I mean, I'd probably be, you know, like, whatever, like basically dead at that point, because it's part of my brain. I mean, first of all, you can't detach any. Well, you could if you want to. You can't. There's nothing really that you could detach from your body and be totally cool with. I would say, I mean, that's kind of stupid now that I say it out loud, the part of the brain. I was going to say, my logic would have been because you get so many headaches, like looking at computer screens, phone screens in the dark, hangovers, you get headaches. You get hit in the head, you get a headache. So that would have been nice. But now that I think about that, that's kind of stupid. So if I could remove something else from my body, I would say... Wisdom teeth? Now, how about pinky toes? I think, actually, funny enough, I think pinky toes are actually vital to your entire equilibrium. But there is nothing in your in life that I hurt more that would go very ambiguously. You wouldn't even think that it would cause so much distress. The pinky toe. If I could remove them and still stay perfectly balanced, as if I have a ton of balance to begin with, would be my pinky toes, because you hit those puppies on the corner of a table or on a chair or something and you want to cry. Actually dropped during Thanksgiving time, I was helping my mom in with the groceries, and I dropped a can of yams right on it, my pinky toe, and I was literally on the verge of tears. And... was cursing a lot, so that's probably one of the ones that definitely would cause me, or whatever, would be the most that you could detach. My neighbors across the street probably could actually pull it up on their Ring and hear me cursing and screaming at a can of yams in my driveway around Christmas time. Now, what used to be considered trashy but now is very classy. Now, I almost want to answer the question in the opposite. What was classy and that is now very trashy. I feel like fur coats is like putting a target on your back now. No one wants to wear fur coats because of what they, what they symbolize. I don't know. Symbolize is the right word. But fur coats would be that one, even though that is not the question. Now I have to answer the question of what it actually is. Something that was used to be considered trashy, but now is very classy. I'm definitely missing one that's very obvious that is going over my head. I'm going to be really mad when someone points it out to me at a later date. Something that is that used to be trashy, but now is very classy. I would like to say... I don't know. Something that was very trashy and now is very classy. There's definitely stuff that I like do on a daily basis that was like would have been appalling 25 years ago when I was an infant child. Something that was trashy but now is very classy. Maybe like, that's not classy. I was gonna say maybe like wearing like work boots around, but that's just, that's not really classy. That's just common. Something that was trashy but is now very classy. I have no idea. I'm gonna skip. Screw it. I won't penalize you guys a question because I answer the adverse. I don't know something that's trashy but now is very classy because I'm not thinking about if it was trashy because it's classy to me. What mythical creature would improve the world the most if it existed? A golden goose. The goose that lays golden eggs. You could just have 50 million of them. I'm sure PETA would be banging down my door for saying it. But you just, you have 50 million of them. And all they do is bang out golden eggs. And you have consistent currency. So then everyone doesn't have to work as hard. Because it's just, things are literally shitting gold. So that would probably be one that I would say would be a pretty solid one. What inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence? TikTok. Easy money. There's nothing more annoying than TikTok in my eyes. I hate it. Everything about it. There's one in a needle in a haystack finding good TikToks. The dancing ones are the dumbest things I've ever seen on this fucking face of the earth. And I don't really care. If there's someone out there, hey, I do dancing TikToks. I think it's the weirdest thing on God's green earth. So that's something that I would eliminate. What would be the absolute worst name you could give your child? It's hard now because, once again, as I mentioned, people just name their kids whatever the hell they want now. What would be the absolute worst name you could give your child? You want me to be point blank and just tell you what it would be? It'd probably be Adolf. You can't name your kid Adolf. So that would probably be it. You know, you don't want to name your kid that. So probably Adolf. There's no argument. There's a bunch of other ones I could have said. Adolf probably is the worst name you could give your child. If I'm, you know, you want to, you know, I could say, you know, bloopity bloop bloop. The real answer is Adolf. You don't want to name your kid that. So there you go. I'll do five more because there was some that were pretty weak sauce. What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal? Going to the bathroom? I don't know. I think alcohol, too. Alcohol would be a terrible thing for the government to make illegal because there's so many social events that revolve around alcohol. You know, not that I can't not have fun, but, you know, it'd be kind of weird if I was, you know, New Year's Eve at a packed bar and didn't have whatever. I feel like that'd be weird. And as it was mentioned, or not as it was mentioned, as it happened, however many years ago, that caused a lot of issues when they made that illegal. So alcohol probably be a bad one. Another realistic one, maybe public transportation, if they made that illegal, which is something plausible, because then you'd be stuck with even more cars on the road. More traffic, more accidents. If you live in New Jersey, you know that'd be the worst thing ever. I could see it, you know, some stupid law. A bus makes this many carbon emissions, so we got to get rid of it. So then instead of that, there's 50 million cars. So I'd probably say that one would be pretty terrible. And on the flip side of the coin, if they banned personal driving vehicles and you had to take buses everywhere, I may, you know, shoot myself. That'd be the worst thing ever. What are some of the nicknames you have for? No, I'm not doing that one. That's stupid. If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called? I would say mashed peanuts, peanut spread. Because that's like Nutella is hazelnut spread. It's not. Or is it hazelnut butter and I'm being an idiot? I feel like it's hazelnut spread it's called. So I'd say peanut spread or, you know, mashed or fine peanuts. All right, how about this one? What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical? How about we do this? No movie is better made as a musical. So how about we just eliminate any of them? Because movies that are meant to be musicals are musicals already. There's no movie that should be normal than made into a musical. There's nothing worse. You get the, like, High School Musical, for example. There's a storyline that is completely, like, you can't focus because all of a sudden they have this whole thing going on. And then it gets completely broken up with random bursts of singing and dancing. I know it's High School Musical, but the plot line gets completely, it throws you off when you're a little kid. You have a hard time focusing to begin with. And then all of a sudden it pops up. So I would really go the opposite and go, what movie would be better if it wasn't a musical? I'd honestly say High School Musical. He could still have his moments of singing, karaoke, and then when he's actually auditioning, and then when they're practicing and stuff. But I think that when you have them just practicing at basketball practice and you burst out into song and dance, it throws off the movie a little bit. So that's what I would go with. Let's see. The last one. I'm going to pick a good one for the last one. What would be, or what are two normally, totally normal things that are really weird when you do them back to back? I would say brushing your teeth and then eating literally anything. I think that that's like the weirdest thing ever, because then you just ruined exactly what you were doing. I've like brushed my teeth, then like at after dinner, and then all of a sudden had like drinks or something, and then brushed my teeth again because it just tastes. Well, first of all, it ruins the whole flavor of the thing that you were having because you have the toothpaste in your mouth, or not the toothpaste in your mouth, but you have like that minty feeling in your mouth still. And then you end up ruining it with the taste of the other thing. So it kind of bangs heads with itself, no matter what you're putting in your mouth, unless it's like a York peppermint patty or a mint or something. But then you have the sugar all over your teeth, which once again is counterintuitive. So, all right, we'll end it there. Next week, we'll be back to normal programming. Thank you all for listening and have a good one.